Good morning, North State, and welcome to KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio right here with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Well, Linda Bott's not here, but our very first guest co-host, Barbara Harrison, is.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Hey, Eric.
Good morning, Eric.
Turn me up a little bit here. There you go. Yeah, there's something wrong with the earphones in the last couple minutes.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah, that's good. I'm getting old. Hey, 7:07 in the morning, September 16th, and welcome aboard. Looks like it's going to be a great day. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and we even have a chat room going in a few minutes. If you just go to KCNR1460.com, and the chat room will open up. It's going to be a big day today. And we're joined, of course, you know, Bad Bob's on vacation. Poor Bad Bob. I treat him so badly, he has to take a week off now and then. Eric.
Every other week.
Every other week, yeah. But we're joined by Eric.
Good morning, Carl. Eric, good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Eric the Aviator.
That's right.
Wearing his Hawaiian shirt with planes that are kind of like going upside down, which is what planes do a lot.
Especially when I fly sometimes.
Yeah, now, see, today's Thursday, September 16th, is tomorrow, Kilt Day.
Tomorrow's Kilt Friday.
All right, we may have to have a photo.
Oh, I'm going to miss that. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Barbara.
We're going to have to get a photo of Eric in his kilt and put it up on the site. So we can all join in on this.
That might be a good one for YouTube. Who knows?
You know, Linda's show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott, show number two. And so we've decided that on Thursdays, that when Linda's putting that on, because she's got a lot of work to do during the day for that, is we have our co-host, our guest co-host, starting this week, and we couldn't think of a better person to begin with than Barbara Harrison.
Thank you very much. Thank you for asking me to be here. This is kind of a thrill after knowing you guys for so long. This is great. Love it.
Well, you're such a big part of this community. How could we not do this?
Well, I like doing for this community. This community does for us, so that's good.
And one of your jobs is the weather.
Well, you know, we got a little front coming in by Saturday. We're going to have some rain, probably the first in the morning. But today it's still going to be 90, which is good. I love the hot weather, so I'm not looking forward to the rain at all.
Yeah, it's 62 degrees, and yep. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our destination place. And, in fact, tomorrow Linda's going to be singing there with Rick Hill, and Pat Karch is going to be playing the piano. So it's going to be a pretty good time out there at Anselmo. It begins at 6 o'clock. You are going to need reservations, though, I'm not sure if it's even sold out already, but give them a call. They have a waiting list, but just give them a call out there, and they will take care of you. Now,
if you have not been to Anselmo, it is your loss. That is the most wonderful place to go. In fact, I'm having lunch there today with Deb, so I love going up there. And if you haven't heard Linda sing, you're living under a rock, so you got to go. It's a great place.
You know what? It's got to love Barbara Harris.
I do.
Yeah, but we're going to talk today. We've got our guests today are going to be John Reet, who's candidate for city council. We're going to have Valerie Ng Miller from the Cascade Theater and Public Broadcasting Radio. And she's going to be talking about an event that's happening tonight with an act down there at the Cascade. And we're also going to be talking to this group that are putting on Dracula, the musical. Now, Dracula, the musical. I really, personally, I can't wait to talk to him because it gives me an opportunity to ask inane questions to people that will give me inane answers instead of trying to say, so what are you going to do to try to save the city? And then watch the candidates freeze up. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, but Linda's not here, but Barbara Harrison is. Join us after these messages. Our 1460 at 7:13 in the morning on September 16th. It's Carl Bott and Barbara Harrison, our guest co-host today, while Linda's getting ready for her show tonight.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening today?
Well, let's see. We've got some news here, that old news. We like old news because we're old people. Anyway, this is Mayflower Day. 102 people, passengers and crew, set sail for Plymouth, England. 41 men, the rest were women and children, and they made it. So that's a good thing. That's how everything got started.
This is where the Mayflower came and landed on Plymouth Rock.
Exactly, in 1620. So that was a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Another neat thing, General Motors was founded on this day in 1908.
Did you ever think that you don't stock in General Motors?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did.
Old.
You did. Oh, I thought, you mean the fact that the government forced us to own stock in
That's
General
correct,
Motors.
Right
yeah,
there.
Okay. Thanks, Brock.
Yeah. Thanks once again. Anyway, it was founded by a Mr. William Durant, so that little bit is interesting. Also, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra recorded swing classic Boogie Woogie in 1938.
Now,
and
is,
I mention that yes. because my dad was in that band at that time, so this is kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, you know what? That is cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
There was something else that happened on this day.
Go for it, Carl. Right here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On this day...
We're going to light a candle on this one.
We're lighting a candle on this one. In 1965, the Dean Martin Show debuted on NBC TV, a weekly variety show that continued on the network for 9 years. Regulars on the over the years were the Gold Diggers, Wahoo Gold Diggers, Ken Lane, the Ding-a-Ling Sisters... I'm not going to touch that one.
Uh-uh.
Tom Bosley, Dom DeLuise.
The family show.
Yes. Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield and Les Brown and his band. The theme was Everybody Loves Somebody. So in 1965, Dean Martin started off.
Are you crying, Linda?
I think, you know what, she is one of the other Gold Diggers called last night.
Oh.
Called just to say hello. They stay in touch. They're like sisters. And her best friend is named Marie. And they live down in Huntington Beach. In fact, Marie was her maid of honor. And she called last night.
We talked for a few.
Yeah.
I know Marie.
And
yeah.
Marie is a sweetheart, too. And is finishing up her degree. Yeah, in fact, she's already got her degree. She's taking her test right now for interior design.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're
Good
all,
for her.
They all go out there and accomplished a lot.
They have.
What else is going on today?
Well, let's see. What do we got here? Andy Griffith's show was seen for the final time on CBS in 1968.
Uh-oh.
And Rest of the Gang of Maryberry are still seen regularly on syndication.
You mean the last show was in 68?
Yep. That's what it says here.
Huh.
Pretty interesting, huh?
I thought that went for 35 years or something. Anyway, like Hee Haw.
Oh, gosh.
We found the reruns of Hee Haw.
If you go to
RFD on Dish Network, which BNT Satellite puts in, you can find RFD, and then last night it was like 6 hours of horse stuff. But on Sundays they have Hee Haw, which I'm sure Eric's putting down. He wants to know what time it is. He's writing it down right now.
Yeah, well, we'll get that for you. That's about all that looks kind of mundane as far as history goes.
We've had a couple other interesting things that we can get into.
There you go.
Let's talk about, the Record Searchlight puts out an editorial every day. Sometimes it's recycled, sometimes it's bad. A lot of times, though, it has pithy comments, and it hits the mark. Today, Bruce, or whoever wrote this, you hit the mark, my friend. It's about a grant from the state under the Safe Drinking Water Bond Act, Proposition 84. The city of Reading is getting $1.2 million to build a trailhead with a community picnic pavilion, parking lot, water fountain, and trails. It's going to be beautiful. It's right, they've got construction people there. They've got the whole thing. It is a incredible waste of our money. $1.2 million under a safe drinking water bond. You get a drinking fountain out there. Tell me how that costs $1.2 million. But what can we do with that money? Okay, here, Redding, here's $1.2 million. How about police?
I was just going to say, how many policemen and firemen can we keep on board?
What about, plussing up some of the mental health programs here
right.
that have gone away? What about, something for
shelters.
The...
Shelters.
For the veterans.
Yes.
Things like this. $1.2 million. This is what's wrong with our state. That and the fact that they're spending all this, they spend countless hours taking plastic bags out of the stores. You know what? Why don't you do something like balance the budget? Why don't you cut back on all these plans And maybe we can save money. You guys take that $1.2 million and just say, hey, you know what? And when this thing passed in like 1990 or 2006, oh gosh, what possibly were we thinking? Now let's just take that money and use it for things like public safety or fixing the roads or infrastructure.
You know what I'd like to know? Where is this money coming from?
Oh, it's a bond.
Well, yeah, but we're so broke, can't they move that money around and put it somewhere else? They say they can't do it, but I've never understood why. Well, I'm sorry, maybe I'm just an old hat and I just don't get it. But
well, it's like, you know,
if you've got a dollar here, why can't it be spent over here? It's just sitting there for something stupid.
Well, here's the thing is, too, somebody just said, hey, look, if public safety here in Reading is such a big thing, and it is, why don't we take a one-tenth of 1 cent or, you know, something like that tax or a one-penny tax, sunset it after a year, and just have it set aside for public safety, you know, for the fire department and the police department.
Exactly.
It would raise more than enough money to pay for all that, to give us that. And it's like one penny, you know, on this.
Maybe Tom could open up that floor at the jail.
Well, yeah, and after listening to him yesterday, was just horrible what he was talking about, how we're turning people out of it. But here's the thing is, it's against the rules, the law, in Reading at least, and maybe other places, to have a specific tax for public safety like that. All the money, in other words, will go into the general fund. You cannot earmark it for public safety. Now, is that a federal law? Is that a state law? Or is that a city law? If it was a city law, I think what I'd do is change it. And I think I would put a real hard sunset on there and say, okay, how much money do we need to pay for this, for the police in this? Okay, it comes up to $800,000. Fine. When it hits $800,000, whatever that little tax is, and you might make it an extra penny on a six pack of beer or a glass of beer at Johnny's when they're dancing on the bar, and you know, or you know, something like that, and then you're paid for the police, you've paid for the fire, and it's sunset right there. It ends. Now, why can't we do something like that? Barbara,
it's a great idea.
You've been here longer than I have.
I don't know. You know, I don't totally understand. I really don't, and I'll admit it, how all this works. Where this money goes and where it comes from. All of a sudden, out of the blue, we don't have any money, and then all of a sudden, we have something like this come
up. Well, unfortunately, neither does the staff of the city council, I don't think. I think they're working
there.
I think this is a huge job.
There.
Okay, I stop the phone calls. You know, okay. We got to take a break here.
Thank you.
Carl Bodden.
Barbara Harrison.
And we're here for Free Fire Radio, Thursday morning, September 16th, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Pat.
Better.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm married. My life is coming apart at the
scene. Is this E-Talk?
Yeah. Where are you tonight? Okay, enough of this. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bodden.
He's lost his mind.
And lost his mind. And Barbara Harrison. And
good morning, good morning.
Good morning. It's 7:25 in the morning. Barbara, if you're just checking in today, is our guest co-host. Every Thursday, we're going to have a guest co-host. Well, Linda doesn't come in this morning because she's got her show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bodden. She's got a full show tonight, theater, music, things that are going on, her women in man's business.
Speaking of the theater, isn't Lisa going to reveal where Break a Leg came from?
Oh,
isn't that going to be revealed tonight?
I think so. It should be because we were talking about it the other day.
That's right. And she had a little contest going, and she was going to award somebody a little gift or something if they have the correct answer.
Well,
although there could be three answers.
Well, there's somebody who's already
been
calling.
That's exciting.
People,
yeah, good.
People already called in and say, I got to know what it is. So they have to say it. And then part of the cast, I can see, is already showing up for Dracula the Musical. They're in there biting Jim Bremmer on the neck. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Well,
anyway,
when the blood is running, you'll know.
Let's get to something that's really important here. Today is the last day to get your hunting licenses for deer season. So get down there to the fish and game department. Today is it. And you may have to stay in the line a little bit. And remember, those deer out there are dangerous. I've seen what they can do. You know, they're training. They've trained hard. They're part of nature. They're just waiting for you. They can smell you a mile away. They can set up ambushes. You know, you got to watch out for those deer. They may lure you into places that you can't get out of. They may make you do silly things. Those deer.
Deer hunting used to be fun. What are you trying to say here?
Those deer are dangerous animals. You know what you need? Those bigger magnums. You need the bigger magnum. In fact, you know, can we shoot? You know what? It's again. The Congress has taken away our right to use belted 50 caliber machine guns out there against those, you know, the deer. Yeah.
This is earth-shaking news, folks. Only here.
Today is the last day to get your hunting license.
I know,
I'm sorry.
I saw that.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like, I'm in a strange mood today.
You don't have Linda around.
I don't have Linda here. You know, she's usually sitting here.
She's your rock.
That's it. She is my rock.
I know that.
There are other things.
I'm just a pebble in the sea.
No, you are. You are great. You've got some things you're holding on to
right
there.
Well, I was handed this, and I always like to promote this because this is the Shasta Blues Society, 9th annual on the river this Saturday. Gosh, don't ever say there's nothing to do in this town, okay? It's something every day, every single day.
There is something. Like, I mean, tonight, you got tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. There's a lot of things to do around here.
Yeah. A lot of things. And there's a neat thing going on at Turtle Bay. They're going to have the gentleman that wrote Little Smokey Book. In fact, that was on our T-shirts for Cool April Nights, and he shared that with us. And he's going to sign books and talk to you about Little Smokey and how well he's doing and so on and so forth. Anyway, Blues by the River, Saturday night. Gates will actually open at 11 a.m., and it's a smoke-free event. Goes all day. Tons and tons of good, good music, and I think they have food as well. Anyway, that's a good thing to go to this weekend.
What else do you have?
Well, let's see. What do we got here? Prescribed Burn at Lassen. This is the first one coming up for three. This is the first one. Manzanita Lake Campground, east of Manzanita Creek. 180-acre burn. If you have any questions about two remaining ones, you can call Scott Isaacson, 595-4444. Extension 5162. But it is a control burn, so don't look up there and see the smoke and call your local people that would deal with this because it's not necessary.
So it looks like the Dems are going, a lot of the Democrats are going to buck Obama on these tax cuts. Barbara, what do you think about that?
I haven't a clue. I don't. I really don't understand how all this is going on.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. Well, what they're doing is they're taking a look at the tea leaves. They see they're going to get their butts hammered in November, and they're saying, wait a minute. Maybe we shouldn't tax people after all, you know. So I think they're starting to back off. You know, this is such a funny thing. And right before we break, is that it's like President Obama is like he's on a street where all the buildings are collapsing, and he doesn't know which way to go.
It's not an even tax cut either.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's the home of Free Fire Media here. The time is 7:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Linda is getting ready for her big show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, which is going to be full of entertainment and design and fashion and products that I have no idea what they do. They make you softer. They make you cuddlier. They take hair off your body.
And you love it.
I love every second. I love the results. I just don't understand it. Barbara Harrison is my co-host today.
Good morning, everybody.
And this will continue every Thursday. We'll have a co-host. We've got different ones lined up here. But also, our guest this morning is the world famous...
I don't know about that.
True story.
Valerie Ng Miller, who's talking about something that's going to happen tonight.
That's right. I was going to be here with Linda tonight, and then I realized, no, I have to be on stage at the Cascade Theater introducing 10 gorgeous guys.
Whoa, lucky you.
I know it.
Let's hear what your lucky guys are going to
be
doing.
Are their shirts on? Or?
Well, they were when I saw them last night rehearsing. It's actually the first performance of their new tour for the group Straight No Chaser, which is a 10-member a cappella group out of, well, they're from Indiana, actually, originally, but a bunch of guys who went to college together and had formed this vocal group to perform a college Christmas concert, I guess. And then they all graduated and went on their merry ways, got married, had kids, had jobs. They came back for their 10-year college reunion, and somebody played a clip of their Christmas concert that they had done 10 years earlier. And everybody started saying, you know, you guys should take this show on the road. And they were like, nah, come on, you know, we've all gone and done other things. How could we actually make a living at this? And then somebody put clips of their show on Facebook. And after they had something like 3 million views in a week, they got, they were approached by a recording company.
And I would say so.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they've been on tour ever since. And it's been a couple of years, but Straight No Chaser is their name. They are truly amazing, these guys, this a cappella group. They do some really, but they don't just do Christmas. I'm sure they do a Christmas show also, but they do a lot of contemporary music, a lot of hits from the past in a totally new way. I'm amazed at their...
We're lucky to have them here, then.
We are. And
very lucky.
You know, they don't have name recognition as much in Reading as they do back east of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Every show that they have sells out back east, but as people are beginning to get more familiar with them, as their music's getting played around town, like the clip we just heard a few moments ago, and we've sold probably 700, 800 tickets already.
Okay.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have...
Yeah, well,
we have...
Good for
we,
the consumers.
Well, you know what, I usually... Unless I've seen this group or something, but mm-hmm. I happen to have seen this group.
Oh, you have?
But it was been on YouTube. But
oh,
I,
yeah.
I watched
yeah, that's
them.
Where I've seen them.
I
yeah.
watched them, you know, three or four. And you know what? If they're half as good as what they appear to be on YouTube, you know, this is going to be a great show tonight. So
yeah.
We have two tickets.
I was lucky to get those.
Straight No Chaser. We have two tickets right here. And if you give us a call at 605-4567.
Such an easy number to remember.
Yeah, 605-4567. You've got two tickets to Straight No Chaser for tonight, starting at 7:30. That's Straight No Chaser, 7:30 tonight, two tickets. And it's 605-4567. The phone just rang. So,
someone snapped up those tickets.
Well,
someone wants
you know
to go.
What? It's usually we don't get it out the second time. Maybe it's just because it was me saying it, not Linda. So... What else is coming up, Valerie, before
well,
we take our break?
Coming up pretty soon, Garrison Keillor is going to be here next week, the host of Prairie Home Companion.
Well, you know, it's great. Funny how this is happening right now. There's other things going on in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
I don't know what you mean, but there are lots of things going on in the atmosphere.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny that Garrison, I may go see him.
He's an amazing storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I still may go see him.
let's see, what else do we have coming up? Manhattan Transfer will be here October 8th. That is going to be an incredible show. I love Manhattan Transfer. Again, some more great vocal jazz.
Great music.
They were amazing the last time they were here, and they just keep getting, they get better with age. And also the Manhattan Film Festival is coming to town. We've actually got a lot of film coming this fall. We're going to be showing around Veterans Day as a special Veterans Day salute that we're going to be showing the film Taking Chance, and I believe we're still trying to work out the details, so... Mm. Listen for more in
well,
detail
you know,
later, but Restrepo, we believe actually that that Tad Donahoe, who's the local Army sergeant that was featured in the documentary Restrepo,
right.
He's been in Afghanistan, that he's actually going to be here in town at the Cascade Theater for a special showing of Restrepo and... A Q&A session afterwards.
That's special.
So
okay.
That should be the weekend, Saturday, right after Veterans Day.
We have a winner for those tickets, Charlie Johnson. Come by the studio here on Market Street. We'll have the tickets for you, and congratulations. And gosh, you're going to have a good time tonight. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1326 Market Street. Just come in. It'll be in an envelope behind the first desk there for you. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest has been Valerie Ng Miller, who has been... talking about what's happening at the Cascade and
she such. Is Miss Cascade
She
Theater.
Is Miss Cascade. We have phones ringing. We have people on the line to be talking. This is Carl Bott and
Barbara Harrison.
Right here on Free Fire Radio. We're missing Linda.
And, yeah, we are.
I know she's listening and she's taking notes.
Hi, honey.
Join us after these messages.
Hi, this is
DNR 1460 at 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley sells Dish, the Dish Satellite. He guarantees his work. He puts in home systems. He puts in surround sound. He's always available. 244-1988. Yeah, he's getting really busy nowadays, so you're going to have to call and make appointments there. But guarantees his work, and you know, he can always get a hold of Doug if there's a question. And Doug speaks English as a native language. All right? You don't have to try and get past the first three people so people can understand you. Because I'm hard to understand from somebody that's lived in the United States and born and raised here and teaches English. I'm hard to understand, much less if you come from another place. Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Let's go to the phones. Al, good morning. You're on KCNR. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Carl. How are you, sir?
Well, you know, sir, good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad. I've had it. I haven't been listening to the show because I knew it would get a delay. Is Linda there with you this morning?
No, Linda is not here. She has her show on tonight. So we're starting Thursdays with guest co-host, and today Barbara Harrison is my guest co-host.
Good morning.
I don't want to go off topic, really, but I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your show, and I identify with a lot of your views, you know.
Well, thank you.
It's been a pleasure to listen to it. I'm working a lot more than I initially was, so I don't get to hear them as often. But, you know, I'm a volunteer Vietnam vet, military police sentry dog handler.
Right.
And
thank you for your service.
Now as a citizen activist for 58,000 people that cannot speak any longer. I'm also Agent Orange disabled veteran. But... So I appreciate it. I'm a member of the Veterans, Anderson. I just had a bad experience at a restaurant last night. I put up a blog, and I call it Reading Rants and Raves, if you don't mind me plugging it.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm also, the blog is, may I give the address?
Sure.
PaloCedroInn.blogspot.com. And I just invite I think, you know, if you get a bad time at a local business, you should speak up. But I also think you should speak up when you get a good service or good treatment by people in the community.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I call it Reading Rants and Raves, and it was born out of my visit to the Palisade Ruin last night. Okay. Listen, I'm bringing a social media fundraising vehicle to the greater Reading area
okay.
to help out all types of causes and churches, whatever, clubs, teams. And I'd like to do a program, and I'd like to discuss possibly doing some advertising with you. So if you like what I'm doing, okay?
Oh, sure, Al. But first, Al, thank you for your service, my friend.
Hey, and the same to you, buddy.
Well, you know what?
Were you a lifetime Marine?
30 years.
Wow.
Couldn't make up my
mind.
You know,
I kind of regret I didn't stay in. They tried to give me more. They were going to send me to Officer Canada. I was a sergeant 22 months.
Yeah.
I commanded 28 men and 28 dog teams.
Well, you know what? You know, if nothing else, I'd like to talk about that someday.
Oh,
about,
well, I love
about,
it.
About dog teams in Vietnam.
We'll talk story, okay?
You bet, my friend. Hey, again.
Take care. Thanks again for your great service to our community. By God, we needed you.
Well, thanks a lot, Al.
You take care of yourself.
All right. Give us a call. Yeah.
I will. We'll get a hold of you.
Well, you know, it's you know, one of the things I love about this show, and Linda loves about this show, is you know, you know, people, Al is, you know, cares about what's happening in the community, and you know, he's a veteran, you know, from Vietnam, and I tell you, those people were treated so poorly for the most part.
Yes, they were.
It's you know, it's even hard to it's hard to put myself in their situation. I mean, I came in right after you know the Vietnam War, and things had really you know had gone down, and since as you know as the military involvement, Vietnam had wound down, and all this, and then. My first big war, I was in a couple of little things, but first big war was Desert Storm. And we were heroes when we came home. And the thing that, they had a parade for us in San Diego, but you know who led the parade? Vietnam vets. They brought them in there, and it's the first parade these men and women had.
And you were in that parade?
Well, yeah. The parade in San Diego was for 1st Marine Division and a couple others.
Okay.
From the Marines that had been, you know, fought there. So, but in honor of the Vietnam veterans, they put them in the front, so let them march too.
It was. But you were there.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you mean in Desert Shield, Desert Storm?
No, you were in the parade.
I was
in the parade.
Yeah, I was leading my battalion down.
How special!
And
is that?
And so it was it was very special. I mean, the people were so appreciative, but the Vietnam vets finally got some appreciation from the public. You know. Anyway, we have to take a break. We come back. We've got a vampire sitting here in the studio that's eyeing Eric's neck. This is Carl Bott and Barbara Harrison right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Wow, that music will wake you right up. Hey, the weather today is right now about 66 degrees. It is going to be 90 again, but look out, this weekend we're going to have some weather change. We're going to have some rain by Friday night and into Saturday and possibly into Sunday. So it's going to be a wet weekend. We'll water your flowers and your yard and your car if you want to leave it out. I mean, whatever.
What can you say?
That's right.
Carl Bott, Barbara Harrison right here, KCNR 1460. Barbara's our guest co-host today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Espresso Joe's gives you the type of coffee you want. You can buy beans by the pound. We're not talking 12 ounces like they usually throw in there. This is 16 ounces of beans, if gourmet coffee beans, at great prices. And then any way you want to fix it, they sell those products too. That's Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support the veterans, and they support other local businesses. Go down and visit them. They've been there for 30 years.
Hey, we got the name wrong on these tickets. It should be Charlie Thompson, not Johnson.
Well, you know,
we're going to teach Eric how to write.
Eric's had that problem with when ever since he was using those belted 50 caliber machine guns hunting for deer. We have as our guest now Jennifer Levins, who is representing Dracula the musical.
Actually, it's Dracula the musical.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about this. When's it start?
It opens Saturday night.
Saturday night,
7:30.
Okay.
With a wonderful champagne hors d'oeuvre table.
Uh-huh.
And it runs through the 16th of October.
Okay.
Playing Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30, and Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock.
So, Dracula, the musical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what's the plot line behind this?
It's the Dracula story mixed in with a little Gilbert and Sullivan and Mel Brooks and a squeeze of lime.
And a squeeze of lime. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody getting bit on the neck or anything like that?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Okay.
Let's leave that for the people who show
up
to find out.
Is this a G-rated or is this a PG-rated or is this something that you just want to come and leave the kids at home because they wouldn't understand the woman that's running around in the bustier?
Nobody's running around like that. Anyhow, they have underwear on and everything.
So this is a family-friendly show?
Yes, it is. It's probably PG because a lot of the jokes kids wouldn't understand. Anybody under five would squirm.
Okay.
Except my granddaughter.
Okay, now where's it at?
It's at Riverfront Playhouse.
Yay!
All right. Yay! Over on East Cypress.
For now.
And when's that going to move?
Ask her.
We're working on it. We are really. We've been getting some extra money in, and we've been working really hard with fundraisers. We're hoping to break ground in less than 6 months, if sooner. I mean, we're just. It's getting so close.
All right.
So very
That's
close,
great.
You guys.
So who's in the play that we all know?
Bob Coraluk.
Oh, and Bob is playing
Dr. Sam Seward, the head of the institution. I didn't tell you. It takes place in an insane asylum west of London.
So this is typecasting for Bob then, right?
He has to sing, and he does really well at it.
Wow.
It is the musical.
He has to sing. He doesn't have a choice.
He doesn't have a choice, no.
He doesn't have a choice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, Dean Williams plays Dr. Van Helsing.
He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays Dracula?
A young man named Michael Ossa.
Okay.
Who has been in one other production on the Riverfront stage several years ago. And a newcomer to the stage, Maria Jensen, plays Mina Seward, the Bitee. Catherine McAlpin plays Sophie Seward, who's the wife of Dr. Sam Seward. Nicole Parker, also a veteran of Riverfront, plays Nellie Norton, the maid. And Ian...
Maids always get bit.
No, she manages. Not yet. Ian Daltzel. Well,
not yet. Is that a teaser or what?
Hey, I'm nothing but a big tease.
There you go.
All right. Ian Daltzel plays Boris Renfield, the bug eater.
Okay.
Now, did I miss anybody?
Who's your director?
Jennifer Levins.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I just want to get that in there again.
All right. And Brian Bassetti did the music. He orchestrated many of the tunes in the music and did a wonderful
job.
Brian
Bassetti.
Yes, he's a veteran Riverfronter.
Mm-hmm. See any relation to...
No. Okay. This is Bassetti, not Bassetti. Bassetti.
Different, oh, okay. Got
different
it.
Different family. Mm-hmm.
All right, different family. Okay. Right. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for stopping by and telling us about Dracula.
Oh, I do have to mention it was written by Rick Abbott. And we are doing it by permission from Samuel French.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, it's Dracula, the musical, and it's playing at Riverfront. It's going to start October...
It starts this Friday.
Or starts
this Saturday.
I'm sorry, this Saturday.
Saturday.
This Saturday, Saturday, and they can get tickets at?
Graphic Emporium, right there on... What is that street? Pine Street.
On Pine Street, Graphic mm-hmm. Emporium. Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you for having me.
No, no problem. Mm-hmm. You know, again, local theater, community radio, I mean, it's very symbiotic. Other things going on.
Going to Riverfront is great.
It is. You know, it supports, they support children in the arts and a number of other things. You know, just a number of other good things. You know, again, a theater production helps make a community. A newspaper helps make a community. A community radio station helps make a community. It's those kind of things that put us together. Hey, our guest in the next hour, John Reek, who is running for candidate for city council. We're going to get back into the tougher subjects now. We're going to be talking about what's his plan for bringing money into Reading, what's his plan for cutting the cost of Reading, and what's his plan for dealing with the unions. So those are all questions that are coming up, and these are questions that you can ask the candidate. This man wants to represent you, so you need to ask him. Send us via the chat or call in at 605-4567. And that's going to be starting our next hour.
Yeah, use that phone. Ask John some questions that you've been thinking about and you want to know about because he's here live.
Well, we appreciate you being here.
I am. I'm having fun.
That's good. Hey, this is Carl. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. And Barbara Harrison right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta Reading. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning on September 16th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. My co-host today, guest co-host of every Thursday, she's our first, Barbara Harrison.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Barbara. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad you asked me to do this. You know, two or three weeks ago when you mentioned it to me, I thought, what does he want me on there for? But now I'm having a good time. I'm glad
now
I'm
you
here.
See.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, phone lines here are 605-4567, or the chat room's open, and I'm chatting with different people here. I am usually pretty nice when I chat and ask you to do the same thing. Our guest today is John Reet.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Running for Reading City Council. You know, we are trying to have every one of the council people running for city council on here. So you all can ask them questions. You can do it via the phone, 605-4567, or you can do it via the chat room. Don't send Linda an email. You can send it to her, but she's not here. we'll kind of miss on that one. John, good morning. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I was born in Reading. I grew up here. I've been here all my life, except for the time I was in college and in the military.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, yes.
And my children were all born here and raised here. I'd like the city to continue to be a nice place for them to have their children and raise their families here, and that's kind of my goal for the future.
And he has one incredible wife. Thank you.
Thank you. I had been with her a long time. I can't remember being single.
Why would you with her? She's great.
People ask me all the time, John, why are you running for city council? I'll tell you why. Radio. Now, radio. I'm driving in my car, and I'm listening to these ads that the public employee unions are putting on the radio, trying to get candidates to run to espouse their point of view and basically put a heavier voice for the unions on the city council. This was actually before the filing period for candidates even opened. And I sat there listening to that, and I said, something is just not right with this occurring. I have a problem with it. And that pretty much made my decision for me to run. I called all of the old city people that I know. I said, we have a situation in the city already. Can it be fixed? Because I wanted to make sure you could fix it before I decided to get on the council. And the answer was, yes, it could be fixed. We're going to have to do some things, but it can be fixed. We can get back to a better solvency position than where we are. And so I decided to put my hat in the ring. So here I am.
Well, you know, you've stepped into a big dogfight here.
I didn't expect it to be easy. And whoever wins, whether it's me or whatever else, I think you can honestly expect about 4 years of real tough labor negotiations because of where we are.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to break a little bit earlier. Come back and let's talk about the unions. You know, you're saying that you're I remember they were advertising on this station and other stations about looking for candidates to go against the local regime. And the and now it appears that they have picked, they've chosen three, the unions have, with Spears, Sullivan, and Murray. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that. This is Carl Bott and Carl Lindebott. She's on assignment. And
Barbara Harrison,
who's here with us as our guest co-host. We couldn't ask for a better first guest co-host.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Right here in KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi. Music, that'll get you going this morning. This is Barbara Harrison, filling in for Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM on your radio. Hey, I wanted to bring up that, you know, Linda's been working really hard at getting this scheduling at Anselmo's and extending it through, I hope, through December. I've been complaining about it, and I've been wanting her to do it. Anyway, she is definitely going to be singing tomorrow night, along with Pat Karch and Rick Hill, which is just a great combo. She's going to be giving dinner tickets away tonight on her show, Dinner for Two at Anselmo's for Friday night. Debbie will have a table reserved for you, and should be fun to call in and see if you can win these tickets and get up there and listen to these people put on a beautiful, beautiful show. It's really nice.
That's right. We have two tickets for a dinner up there. So is that where they're calling in today or
yes.
Tomorrow?
Okay, you can. No, tonight on the Off of Linda Show.
Oh, Off of Linda Show. Okay, that's yes. Right. If you listen to Linda Show tonight and you get a free dinner up at Anselmo's during the show, I guess you can pick it any time that you want. Or is it just during the show? Oh, we have to check that out.
During the show is what she told
okay.
me.
Okay, all right. So
tonight, but if you don't win the tickets, remember, you do have to call and make a reservation because they get filled up there.
That's right, and they're going to put a special table in there. So that's tonight on Linda's show at 6 p.m. Okay, our guest is John Reet, who is running for Reading City Council. Now, you also, for people that may not know you, I ran into John Saturday. He is a certified barbecue judge.
Oh my gosh, he is a cooker too.
And wow. But I mean, and you run your own little boot camp of cooking, right?
I've taught barbecue cooking for 5 years through the City of Reading Parks and Recreation Department. If you see that little activity guide that comes out in the paper, it will have my barbecue classes in it. And I give about 3 to 4 classes a year, usually in the spring and the fall when the weather's cooler, and teach people to barbecue. However, my biggest source of students are wives calling in wanting to sign up their husbands.
Well, you know, yeah, well, they should. You know, get your husbands out there, get them cooking during the summer when it's hot, and you can get out of the kitchen.
Well, that's it. And I've had some women say, John, I'll never admit it, but he doesn't burn everything anymore.
No, there you go. Now
did learn something then, yes.
You heard us talking about how I was a judge for the barbecue spare ribs, and it was John and other people telling us, this is what it takes. This is what it's got to look like. This is all this. And we were all like, oh, okay, you know, gosh, there are people that do this. Well, as we found out, there is a huge difference between ribs.
We did. We had some good ribs and we had some
We had some really bad ones.
We had some nachos. I'm not going to say bad, but we did.
No, they were bad. All of us at the table were sitting there going, I think one had to be carried out. It was, I don't know which. But see, they're blind taste tests, so you can't tell who cooked it.
Right.
But if you could find them and track them down, I would have burnt their little barbecue pit.
Well, I agree with you, but my goal is to get barbecue going and ready.
Right.
And so I was happy that we had so many people.
There was. It was, you know what, and they were, you know, for the most part, outstanding. Okay.
So anyway, I learned how to judge barbecue in Kansas City at the Kansas City Royal Barbecue Contest. That's a huge contest. It has like 250 entrants. They need 350 judges just to do the contest. So they actually have a training class that they put everybody through to learn to judge somewhat on the same level, and so everybody has a fair chance, because there's no way somebody can taste all 250 entries or from 250 teams, and each team turns in four different items back there. You do brisket, you do ribs, you do pork shoulder, and you do chicken. So it has to be broken up with some degree of continuity, and that's what the certified barbecue judge class tries to do.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll switch off again here. Now, you've had experience in politics.
I've had experience in politics. I've served on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I've been on the Redding Planning Commission for 5 years. I served on the Sewer Study Committee that actually caused the Stillwater plant to be built. Airport Land Use Committee, which protects the airport from encroachment of uses around it, because the Redding Airport is more than just a Redding asset. It's a regional asset. And the Economic Development Corporation of Shasta County, I was on the board there, and that term as president. So, yes, I have governmental experience.
Okay. Now, one of the things you mentioned was the unions. There is going to be some tense negotiations, I think, here over the next couple of years with the Police Officers Association.
Okay.
And tell us your viewpoints on
this. Let's understand something. I'm not just anti-union, okay? I'm probably one of the only candidates running who has actually been a member of the union. I was a member of Retail Clerks 1364 here in Redding. So I am not anti-union just for being anti-union. But I am against public employee unions taking over the legislature or body that controls their pay. And if you want to see how that works, all you have to do is look at Sacramento, where the public employee unions, the prison guard unions, the whatever, really control the legislature, and nothing gets done. Even somebody as popular as Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he got to Sacramento, found out he couldn't get anything done. The legislature is controlled by union special interests down there. And it's a really a tough situation. So I would hate to see something like that happen in Redding. And that's what I mean when I say I felt that for the public employee unions to take over city council is just not right. And so I decided to run. But I think we can work it out. Interestingly enough, you look at Red Bluff, where public safety unions gave up a total package of 12%. Shasta County has gone through and negotiated. The chief negotiator for those two negotiations is the same negotiator as Redding. So I would hope that we could come out with something similar in Redding when the contracts come up. And the main contract comes up in March, but I'd imagine contracts will continue to come up over the next 4 years.
Oh, you've got, like, I think it's 7 or 8 unions? Or
right.
11 unions?
I think there's 8.
8 unions.
Is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
And of course, the Redding Electric Utility Management want to set up a union.
Well,
too.
Yes, they're afraid of cutbacks. And so,
my God, paying part of their CalPERS.
Yes. Well,
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's what they, you know, they do not, you know, they want to set a union up. You can say anything you want. They heard what the city council was going to do. They want them to pay their CalPERS 9%.
Well, it's 7%, I think, electrical.
Oh, okay.
And only sworn public safety people get 9%. But
yeah.
Nobody seems to, the word doesn't seem to be getting out. If you're making $100,000 a year and then your PERS match is $9,000 or 9%, and the city pays that for retirement purposes, PERS says your base salary is $109,000.
That's right.
Even though you only made $100,000.
That's right.
And that's really where the issue is coming in.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we have John on the phone. John, as soon as we take this break, we will get to your question. Carl and Linda Bott, co-host Barbara Harrison.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you know what? You are so cute. I love having you here. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:22 in the morning. Our guest is John Reed today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley, veteran of the 82nd Airborne, is the boss down there. Been in business since 1985, guarantees his work, puts in dish satellite. His phone number is 244-1988. I recommend Doug. He's done the work at our house. He's done a great job. We have no complaints, except I get hung up on hee-haw on Sundays. Because with Dish Network, you've got 863 stations, of which I look at three of them.
And you can't pick anything better than hee-haw out of all those choices?
Is there anything better than
hee-haw? You know, this is Americana we're talking about.
All righty,
whatever. Okay, I don't watch the whole thing, but I do watch the part where the girls are on the, you know, on the...
Let's not go there.
All right, Linda changes the channel at that point.
Good for her.
And our guest today is John Reed, who is running for city council, and wondering what he got into when he came into this. John, we've talked about your viewpoints on this, is that... We've got to do something. During the break, we talked about REU.
Right. I would like to institute a night rate reduction for electric users. I see people who are struggling to pay their electric bills. It was hitting the paper here that people were getting shut off and evicted and this kind of thing. From what I've been able to discern from families that have lived in areas where you do get a night rate reduction, you know, you just kind of schedule it to where... you take your showers in the evening and you run your clothes dryer at night. And in the winter, I think some of our senior citizens may be able to turn up the electric heater a degree or so if they get a little bit of a break on their electric bill. And I think that the citizens of Redding should benefit from owning their electric department more than they are doing now. I know they get a reduced rate now overall, but I think we could do more for them. And so I'd like to see that happen.
Do you believe in raising taxes?
No, I don't believe in raising taxes. I think we got enough money to do everything we need to do. We just got to reorganize it.
How about cutting salaries?
May have to do that. Mm-hmm. We may have to do that because we've had some generous packages, which have been somewhat subsidized by the electric department, mm-hmm. even through the general fund or whatever.
Okay. Hey, but let's go to the phones. Okay, we're not going to the phones. Hang on just for a second. We're going to go to John on one. I'm sorry, Eric. Eric was answering the phone, and I hey, John, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, thanks for waiting, John. Sorry.
Not a problem. Are we on the air?
You are on the air.
Excellent. Good morning to you and Barbara.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning.
Great, Barbara. Thank
you
very much.
Good.
And John.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Well, you know what? I want to let you know that of all the 10 candidates, you're the first one that I've agreed in my mind to vote for. And primarily, I'm going to tell you that the deciding factor, and I have evaluated just about everybody, is the fact that you have not been bought by the police unions. I'm not against the police unions. I want that made very clear, but I'm against them buying candidates or influencing candidates with payments to their campaign the way that they've gone about it, soliciting them and paying them to run. I think it's a wrong consideration, a wrong way to go. And I'm really happy that you're not one of those members. Now, that being said, I'd like to know what your feelings are about Stillwater, about the paper plant that's proposed for there, and about the new sewage line that's going to pump up to the Clearwater processing station.
You're catching me kind of on the blind because I'm not familiar with the new sewer line pumping up to the station.
Okay, well, it's a proposal. They were going to have an original Stillwater processing plant, and now they're talking about piping it up to the Clearwater processing plant, which would require a pipe going underground.
No, wait, are you talking Clearwater or Clear Creek?
Clear Creek.
Okay.
The Clear Creek sewage processing plant.
Okay.
You know where the ponds are out on...
Right.
Right. Anyway, the pipe would be going under the river and through Clear Creek, the bottoms and several other areas that are very sensitive ecologically. I'm not going to ask you to comment on it since you're not familiar with it.
Well, in light of what's happened in San Bruno with the pipeline,
exactly.
I'm sitting here thinking I'd really want to be sure what was going down before anything like that went forward.
Well, I'm interested in hearing some of the solutions you might have for the economics of Reading. I know that we're in need of employment, and there are several candidates who have said they don't care what type of industry that comes in, they'd be willing to support it. I'm hoping that you have a little more discretion than that, and being a lifelong resident of Reading, I'm sure that you're more concerned with the ecology of Reading than some of the others might be.
Well, I think Stillwater, in the long run, will prove to be a good investment. If I would have been there at the beginning, I'm not sure I would have spent that much money. But I think we're here now, and so we need to make the best of it. Interestingly enough, and I don't say this a lot, but in 1999, my son and I went to truck driving school, and we team drove America. We went to 44 states. We went everywhere and picked up freight, hauled it to somewhere else, and I went there with the eye of somebody that's been on the Planning Commission, somebody that's been on the Economic Development Corporation, and to tell you the truth, it is a lot easier to locate in other states than it is in California. I hate to say that, but that's the fact. I went to places where the rows of corns went right up to the parking lot of this factory, and then on the other side of the factory, they were growing corn again. They just plunk it down out in the middle of a field. No environmental problems or anything. So to that extent, our CEQA process does serve a purpose. We're not into that kind of land use. But the other thing is, Reading's in a real tough position transportation-wise. Other than things that we grow here, like for years it was trees or whatever is native, and with 3M coming, they're after basically the quarry that they're going to get out of here. We don't have a lot to offer when it comes to jobs, and so we have to look carefully at anybody that comes. But with paper mills, the potential for environmental problems, it really needs to be looked at and made sure that we don't have a problem there. The other thing that gets me, and nobody's talked about, is I want whoever comes here as an employer to be required to make sure that every job they create goes to a person who's in this country legally. I don't think we should be using public dollars to subsidize employers who are going to employ people that are actually undercutting the wage structure of America and not here, don't have a legal presence in America.
John, you're hitting on all cylinders.
Hey John, we're at the end of this in the segment, going to a hard break.
Works for me.
Okay,
keep up the good work.
Appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
I'm gone.
All right. Okay, our guest is John Reed, who is running for candidate for city council. Who said no illegal immigrants will be hired while getting public money for a business, and I think that's a damn good idea. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
And Barbara Harrison,
who's here with me today. This is great. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and a man in black. Cut hair. They don't style hair. They cut hair. They give great haircuts, great prices. If you are a veteran, you get a discount from there. They've been in business for let me put it this way. Cypress Square Barbershop's been there for 50 years, and some of the heads on the wall look like it. All right? You're not going to get your hair styled. You're not going to be that little pinky painting. This is man's last stronghold. You go in there, you get your hair cut, you look at the gun magazines, you look at the car and driver magazines. On the TV will never be Oprah. You're not going to see Oprah. Be baseball, football, and apple pie. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. I use it. My friends go down there. People I know's friends go down there.
Don't look at me. I don't go there.
That's right. You don't.
No, I don't. But,
I
know people
that do. They would be polite
if
you walked in. They'd be very polite. That's right.
Right. And they can wax your head, too, if you need it.
Wax
your You know, you got a bowling ball. That's the way it goes.
Okay. All right. Hey, our guest is John Reed, and who's running for city council. We have people lined up on the phone. Tim, you're on line, too, and you are live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl and Barbara and
Good
John.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Listen, John, I'd like to ask you a question. Many candidates that are running all are very concerned with the unions and the money and the power. And I just wondered if you have a unique approach or a new approach to ameliorate some of the problems dealing with the unions and with the city.
Well, I think we're always going to have unions, and it's something we need to deal with. I think we need to do it reasonably. I think we need to do it straightforward and as open as these kind of negotiations can get. I, like I said before, I don't have a problem with unions per se, but I think we can, through leadership, demonstrate that, yes, we're willing to talk, negotiate, and come to an agreement that benefits not only the workers but the citizens of Reading.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, Tim, for your call. John, do you believe in the two-tier system?
We have to go to the two-tier system. There's no way to sustain the 3% 50 system. We'll be lucky just to pay the obligations that we have under that
system.
We
can't afford it.
We can't afford it. It's unsustainable. No. Matter of fact, go to Jerry Brown's website. Talk about a liberal. He says it's unsustainable. If he says it, you better believe it.
What is what we, the systems we have right here in the state of California are unsustainable, yet we want to spend our time making sure lead is used in only certain parts of the state. I'm not sure when you're hunting. Okay, let's go to line one. Charles, you are live on KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, John, I heard you mention different rates for different times of the day, and as I understand, that's only feasible through the use of so-called smart meters, and smart meters are things I've got a bit of a problem with because, among other things, they allow real-time surveillance of electrical usage habits, which, you know, anytime that kind of information is by a governmental body, I mean, that presents the opportunity for all kinds of mischief down the road, especially as it pertains to, you know, the effects of AB 32, etc., the effect on privacy and personal liberty and so forth. And, you know, smart meters are just a bad idea.
Okay.
And, the second question, and I need to be a little quick here because I know that there are others waiting in line behind me, and that is, do you believe your campaign is strong enough to overcome any possible, dilution effect? Because, one thing that may be a concern or may not be is the fact that, you know, if you've got a whole bunch of candidates on one side and then you've got, you know, the three on the other, you know, letting one or two of those in because the opposition to them is spread out over, you know, four or five, is not going to have the desired effect. So does he believe he can overcome the dilution effect? That's the second of my two questions, and due to the time constraints, I'll take my answer on the air.
All right. Thank you very much, Charles.
Bye.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the fact that what you're saying, I know the Chamber of Commerce has only endorsed the two incumbents, and from what I'm hearing, I don't think they're going to go with a third just because of that reason, because they want to, you know, concentrate their effort, and there is something to what you say. However, I felt that my message needed to get out. You do not find anybody talking as frankly about the union situation as I have been. in the last candidate forums or even on the radio, and had an interview with the Record Searchlight last night, and at some point they will be publishing it. I felt I had a message that needed to get out, so I decided to run, and that is why I did it. Now, the first question was...
It's about smart meters. What it is...
Smart meters, I understand.
Smart meters, okay. They can put them on so they can read instantly what you're doing. You can tell instantly which part of the day you're using the energy. And I think right. What Charles was saying is, once you do that, if you get into this cap and trade, is that they can then start restricting that electricity.
Well, that's true. Initially, I would think that it would the smart meter... I don't see us going through and putting a smart meter on everybody. If you want to, my
idea.
It's
an additional expense. I mean,
it's an additional expense. And if the homeowner feels that they could benefit from the night reduction rate, it would be like, okay, to get the smart meter installed in this location, you may have to pay an extra $10 a month for 6 months to cover the cost of the meter. But there's also a savings cost of, not having to have the meter reader go to the house to read the electric bill, and so that you have a labor reduction there. But at first, I'm thinking that the smart meter would be a voluntary thing if you wanted to participate in the night reduction. If you want to keep paying full price all the time,
okay. All right, we've got to take a break here. Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda, of course, is on assignment, getting ready for her big show tonight, starting at 6 p.m.
She's laying home in bed eating bonbons.
No,
that's what she's doing.
I guarantee you she is not doing that. Barbara Harrison is our guest co-host.
Good morning, good morning.
You are our very first guest co-host, and I can't think of a greater person to have here. You know,
Thank you.
In here and start pummeling.
I love it.
Look out,
Linda.
Hey, our guest is John Reet, who is running for candidate for city council. We've talked about smart meters. We've talked about unions. A question I have, John, is there has to be some changes, and there's going to be some drastic changes. As you've said, you know, the other areas of our around here in the county are Shasta County and then down in Red Bluff and Anderson. They're all giving. They're all working on that. Do you feel like that's that we can have both sides actually agree on something here?
I think we can. It just has to come together. If the other communities can do it, I don't see why Redding can't. Redding's a community that's always stepped up to the plate, and I think we can do that. Furloughs are happening, but instead of furloughs, I think we may have to go to just an overall salary reduction. I don't know how many people in the private sector are telling me, John, I've taken a 10% hit over the last 2 years.
10%. Look at the number of businesses that have gone out of business.
Out of business,
10%.
Yes.
Some people would love to have had just a
10% reduction.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any problem asking the public employees to do the same thing, because that's what's happening in the private sector right now.
Well, why do you think that the fight is so hard about that?
I'm not sure. I hear rumors, and I don't want to repeat them, okay? But you get out there. So I don't know why there is such a fight, but I don't know if the mentality of our employee groups is different than the other employee groups in Red Bluff and Shasta County that have willingly given up some of their pay and benefits. So I'm not sure, but it does have to be corrected.
Some people have given up a lot, because the month of August was the biggest REOs in the history of the housing industry.
Oh, right.
That's it.
I'm in real estate, too. You've been there when they walk in the office and the buyer looks around and says, I don't want to look at anything except a repo or a foreclosure.
That's what it is now. Yeah.
And the homeowner trying to sell his house at a reasonable price and reasonable timing doesn't have a chance. And the truth of the matter is, the home is the retirement nest egg for the most of the public, and it's being evaporated right in front of their very eyes. As I go around, I hear from at least 6 out of 10 people I talk to that you got to do something about this 3% of 50. This is just unreasonable.
I think everybody agrees with that. I even believe that the police officers believe that too. We're going to have, Brad LaCroix, who is the spokesman for the Police Officers Association, Reading Police Officers Association, will be our guest Monday. And, you know, we want to come in there and talk, you know, because we've had most of the candidates. We're going to get the rest of the candidates on talking about this. Everybody says the system needs to be changed. The question is how do you change it? You know, that we can no longer pay all this money out. We don't have it coming in. So if that's the case, if everybody agrees on that, and I'm talking Murray, Spear, and Sullivan, well, how do you do it then? That's the thing.
Well, and the public, I think, is getting tired of hearing all these little plans of how everybody's going to do something, and still, after all this time, years, nothing's been done.
The city of Vallejo went bankrupt to override their contract. All of a sudden, in Sacramento, there is a bill called AB 1499 to stop cities from going bankrupt unless they get the okay from a committee in Sacramento that is heavily stacked in favor of employee unions. And so the thing that I think everybody's worried about here locally is that if we don't do something right away, there's a good chance Sacramento may do something, and then we're stuck with a fix that may not fully fit our needs.
Well, that's a scary part.
Yes.
That is scary. You know, and the part is, though, is that it's just like Barbara said. Everybody says, okay, let's change it. Well, how are you going to do it? And
follow through with what you're going to say you're going to do.
And the idea, and I'm sorry, but the idea of kicking it down another year, I don't like that idea because it has to be addressed.
Right.
You know, so, you know, the idea of putting it off one more year, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, yes, you know, the union said that they were going to give up this so we can keep these people. Okay, we want to keep police on, but, you know, we need to address it as soon as possible. And I they believe that, too. It's just how we're going to do it. And we've got to take a break here. We got people on the line. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Barbara Harrison leading the charge.
Trying to.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Down, back down, you can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, we're on a short tag here. Elizabeth?
Good morning.
We're on a short tether here.
No problem. I'll make it quick. I know that you wanted to get a little summary of Monday night's debate between the city council candidates at the Reading Tea Party. It went really well.
Uh-huh.
John was there, did an awesome job. We had all 10 candidates, and the beauty of it was the format was set up so that they could question each other, and it was an opportunity for the audience to see how they work together, what their responses were, how they, you know, kind of how they handled pressure from the other candidates in as far as questions and answers. And it was very successful. And for anyone who'd like to see all 10 candidates together answering questions, go to readingteaparty.com. There's a link on the website that will take you right to the video. It's in two parts. It's probably about an hour and a half. Very well worth watching.
Great. Hey, look, Elizabeth, I want you to stay on the line, and Eric's going to get your phone number because we need to give you a call, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, Eric, why don't you take care of that? Okay, John Reed's our guest, and we've got just a few minutes left. John, so let's kind of like wrap up what you're thinking about here and what you want to do for our city.
Well, I would like to put reasonable leadership at the top of the city. Lead by example. I think we can have these differences of opinion, but we're going to do it in a reasonable way. When this is all over, we all still have to live here. It's one town. And I would like to see us be able to get through this tough time, still being civil and approachable to everybody. And that's kind of my goal as running for city council. So I would appreciate any support your listeners may be willing to give me. this is John Reed for City Council. I appreciate your vote.
Well, you know what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and have everybody back on again. We're still trying to get I think I've got two more we're going to try and get on. And then in October, get everybody. one more time. And in fact, we're going to start our Fridays back at Tobacco and Brew, our town hall meetings, which we do down in the big meeting room there, which has been very successful. And summer's over, and now it's time to kind of start bringing in the candidates, two or three at a time, and let them talk to the people.
That's a great idea.
It's getting closer now. That's right.
And we
film that. It'll go up on our site on YouTube and on segments of it. We've had Steve Carlton and Jerry Benito down there. And we're trying to work something else out, too, so we can get a number of the candidates on, well, all the candidates on TV. So we're seeing what we can do with that.
And I think the public really appreciates you guys doing all that.
Well, you know what? This is, how can you vote for someone? You know, first of all, it is not equal as far as people and money. And let's face it, politics means money. I mean, we don't like it, but that's just the way it is. Meg Whitman has set a record, and I saw in the paper that she has set a record for the most money spent by a private campaigner. So, you know, we have people here that have great ideas but may not have the pockets behind them. They may not have the, you know, and I'll say it, they don't have the unions behind them. Or they don't have the Chamber of Commerce, or they don't have big, you know, big money behind them. So how do they get their word out? So they go to these debates, they go knock door to door, but they have a community radio station at KCNR that's going to get every one of them on here so you can listen to them. And then they can listen to them in the archives. So if you missed that, you just come to Free Fire Radio. It's in there. Just go to KCNR, look at the show, and look at our list of shows there. And I'm not beating our chest on it, but this is what community radio does, in our opinion. You've got a bunch of things, Barbara, you wanted to talk about.
Well, there's one thing I want to mention. The Chamber of Commerce puts on the Political Action Fundraiser, which is being held, and Linda is singing at this, by the way, with her group, and I'm very, very happy to have her. But this is going to be on the Thursday, the 30th of September, beginning at 5:30, and it's at the home of Bruce and Michelle Dean. We'll have a live auction, silent auction, and it's catered by C.R. Gibbs. Should be a fun evening. If you are interested in tickets, you can call the Chamber, 225-4433, and ask for Stephanie, and she'll take care of you.
Yeah, we'll be talking about this, I'm sure, a few more times.
Yes.
What else you got there?
Well, this has just come up. Linda's going to have Kevin Sharp on her show, your show, excuse me. He's coming to town October 22nd. Local Reading boy was affected with a disease, needed Make-A-Wish help, went through the program, got well. He's a survivor. He's coming back to do a show for us with Summer Chappelle down at Wind River, and this should be an awesome event. We're going to have
a silent auction.
Right. Yeah, it should be really good.
I know.
We need some money to keep these kids going for their wishes, so that's Make-A-Wish needs help.
Well, anything we can do to help on that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's going to be good.
That'd be good. And we also have a golf tournament coming up for Make-A-Wish and a bunch of other stuff coming up for the Chamber. Gosh, you need to call Stephanie and find out about Business Expo. Let's see, what else we got? Hall of Excellence Awards. Big Bike Weekend's coming up. They're going to do a mixer on Thursday evening. And they also have a golf classic coming up on October the 1st.
I want to ride my bike down the street with like 500 of my friends. I want to do it right here in Reading. I want to make it around a circle, around the block. Why can't we do it, Barbara?
I don't know.
The city council has said we can't. What's your opinion on that, John?
Well, I don't have an opinion.
We've got 30 seconds here.
Hey, but at Big Bike Weekend, they're working on a rib contest.
Okay, the rib contest. I want to ride my bike down Pine, cut up through California, go through Market Street. I want to do that one time.
Okay. Another golf tournament for Make-A-Wish by Edward Jones. Call Tierra Oaks about that one.
Okay, we've got to run. How much time we got left here?
45 seconds.
Okay, we got 45 seconds. Our guest tomorrow, Les Ball. Les Ball will be on our show tomorrow. Will be our guest. You can ask Les a lot of tough questions about bringing business back into Shasta County. Les, what's going on there? What are we doing to support the businesses here?
Keeping them here.
Yeah, this is Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's show tonight on the spot with Lindebaugh is on at 6 p.m.
Great show. Don't miss it. Do not miss it.
Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is, KCNR 1460 on your dial, Shasta Reading. Thank you very much.